Hello, and welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, John Johnson. And in this particular podcast, I'm going to talk about how to actually be in a date, how to get somebody into your space. Because let's say you have been thinking about someone in particular and just haven't had that confidence to reach out and say, hey, you know, I want to go out with you. I want to be your significant other, you know, however you want to do this, however you want to say it. But you know, you actually might be a good match for this person, but sometimes we get stonewalled by our own lack of confidence. So I'm going to do some things here. I'm going to talk about some things that's going to help you give yourself a big hug and give yourself some confidence here. And we're going to get you out there so that you can talk to this person. One of the things to think about, and this is something that I think people who have the gift of gab just seem to be able to do it. And sometimes they have to learn how to turn it off. But it is just that, being able to just start a conversation with someone. So the art of small talk is an important something to be able to have to want to be in conversation with people. Think about, you know, so however you get there, you know, there are books out there that talk about small talk and how to be in conversation. But I think the thing you want to do is you want to focus on the other person. You want to find out as much as you can about them, you know, not in a morbid sort of way, but in a way in which allows the free flowing of conversation and ideas so that you can sort of go back and forth. See, that's the beauty of having an interest in someone, because you just have that enthusiasm. It's already there. So we don't have to manufacture that. But when what happens to a lot of people when they're interested in someone else, they tend to talk about themselves a lot. And I'm talking about the person that has the interest. So if I'm interested in a person and I'm approaching them, I think the ideal thing for me to learn how to do is learn how to make that other person the focus of my attention in conversation, you know, asking interesting questions, trying to create a way for them to be able to share about themselves. And like I say, not in a morbid sort of way, because we're not trying to dig for dirt here. We are just trying to create an opportunity to have some interesting dialogue, you know, to learn something about their background, their interests. Are you into astronomy? Are you into math? Are you into astrology? Are you into hiking? Or are you a foodie? So do you like to go out to restaurants? Do you do podcasts? You know, whatever, you know, theater, music, whatever your thing is, it's about being able to be in conversation with that person and finding out about those things. Because when you know enough about somebody like that, or know a number of things, then it sort of creates this bond, this sort of symbiotic thing. Because ordinarily, when you ask something about someone else, then the other person might feel special. And after a little bit of conversation, they may turn around and ask you something about yourself. And that's sort of the natural flow of conversation. That's the art, you know, the small talk. And the small talk itself is keeping things interesting, keeping them on the surface, not necessarily too personal, because you can't do that early on, because that's revealing too much. And we have that thing about some people who overshare, and that could be a bit scary, because there are a place and time to share more intimate details, but certainly not early on, because you don't know where this is going to go. But remember, this is to get you the confidence to be able to go out and ask that person for a date. So we're talking about the art of small talk and the whys for the small talk, because it gets you time with that individual. Now, this is the one-on-one sort of thing. So let's say you have a situation in which you are meeting this person and they are in a group of other individuals. Well, it's important to learn how to blend into that conversation, in particular if you want to, say, be able to talk to that person. Because when you come into a group, the idea is that it is a group that is talking. It is not about you being the focus. And there may be moments in which you can have the spotlight, but remember to share that. Because when you get into these situations, think about it this way. You are learning something about that other person and how they are in groups, and they are paying attention to the same thing. So if you are a conversation hog, well, then that's not going to be very interesting for them, because they're going to wonder, okay, what kind of person are you when we are one-on-one? I mean, if you're in a group setting of other people and you can't seem to figure out how to share, is this an insecurity thing that's going on with you, or are you just not aware of the group dynamic? So learning how to blend in situations like that is really, really important. So as the conversation rolls forward, and as you're listening to interesting things that are being discussed, you know, pay attention to the person that you're interested in and see what kind of things that they say and take note. So if you want to follow up with that, then you may have an opportunity to pull them aside and ask them a few more details about that. See, that's an opportunity for you to do the one-on-one thing. And I'm sure that they would appreciate the fact that you have taken the time out to be very interested in them. See, that's how you separate yourself from the rest, because it's in that group dynamic where you are taking an assessment of each of the people that's there. And note, and this is, there's usually somebody that's in that group who might be a conversation hog, and see how that looks. You see how when they're talking, they seem to try to dominate and not want to share. So you don't want to be that individual, because that person is boring. That person is not going to really get, let's say, invited back, you see, because they just take over. Now, some people think that's charismatic. I'm not particularly like that. I think when you have a lot of intelligent people, they all like to be able to share in conversation. And I think one of the other things to remember, too, is when you're in a group dynamic, don't necessarily create a situation where it's a debate. There's friendly discussion, but then there's the heated thing where words can get kind of polarizing. You see, that subtracts from the kind of impression that you want to give on this person that you're interested in spending time with. So these are the kind of things that we're doing to break the ice. Now, something else to consider, and I think about this from time to time, is, okay, do you want to position yourself right next to them? I mean, or how do you want to work that? I like that when you come into a group and you see this person that you're interested in, I like to find a way in which I can make eye contact with that person. And you might not be able to do that standing next to them. So you kind of have to stand across from them so that you can direct your attention to them and see if you can make eye contact, and then sort of reposition yourself as to standing next to them, maybe so that maybe you might be able to say something in their ear, picking up where maybe a conversation might have left off, or as I was saying earlier, when things have been said by that individual that you're interested in that you might want to follow up later, well, yeah, then you position yourself right next to them and you can have that one-on-one conversation, and that's an opportunity to do it. Or as things move along, maybe it might be an opportunity for you to share something about yourself that's very similar to something that you found that they're interested in. And again, these are icebreakers. And you also want to remember, and I think this is just a real simple, but you know, the personal hygiene thing. If you be sure to take a shower, brush your teeth, you know, those kind of things. I mean, I just mention it because I think people should be reminded of that. And if you've gone to the gym, and you go home and shower so that you can be part of the social situation. Now, if you're in a college and you're kind of going from one side of the campus to the other and you see a group of people hanging around and they're outside, well, hey, you know, maybe that's okay. But if you're in a group, just be mindful of those kinds of things about your hygiene, you know, oral hygiene as well as your body. Because those things certainly make an impression. So to recap some of these things, here's what we got. You want to be able to blend in to the conversation. And remember, this isn't a debate where you're going to be challenging people and their opinions and things like that, because that might come off as being argumentative. You want to blend in. The other thing is you want to ask questions of the other person when it's your opportunity to talk to them one-on-one and share some ideas. Remember, you want this to be more of a collaborative thing. Another thing, make it about them. It's not about you. You can make it about you at another time. And in particular, when the person you are interested in is interested in you, they will ask specific details. And that's is the time to share. Look, I'm going to take a commercial break right now, and I'm going to come back and talk about this some more. So stay tuned.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Hello, and welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, John Johnson, and I'm talking about how to actually get your setting yourself up to go out with someone. Say you have an interest in someone, and how are you going to get yourself in the game here? One of the things to remember is, number one, look, you're worthy. So it could be very difficult for some people to feel confident enough to go out and talk to somebody that they're really interested in, because part of that is you have so much at stake and you're worried about the rejection. So here's the fact. Rejection is a part of life. But if you don't take the chance on yourself, then you won't find out. You know, it's interesting how much we will do for other people. And it's, you know, especially those that are helpful and, you know, might lack the confidence to do things for yourself. But when it comes to helping your friend, you'd probably give them the shirt off your back. Well, it's important to remember now's the time to give the shirt off your back for yourself, for your own cause. So I want you to feel like you're worth the risk, whatever it is. And, you know, have some skin in the game, you know, to say it literally. When you don't have anything invested, then you probably aren't necessarily worried about the outcome. But because you have something, your emotions are invested in this. So yeah, the stakes are a little higher, but that's how it should be. It should be worth something to you. And the rejection thing, that's something that happens to everybody. But worst comes to worst, if you do get a rejection, don't necessarily take that as a personal rejection of you as an individual, because other people have desires and they have needs and they're in a different space. Having a relationship with someone is work. It's not just easy. I mean, some people make it look easy because they just make it look easy. But when you think about the needs that individuals have and the fact that two people can even come together and meet each other's needs and want to, I mean, that's the nice thing about it. And the fact that they want to, but the odds of that, that's really difficult. And to sustain that, that's why great relationships take a lot of work. It's not just automatic. It's work. And because of all of that, that's why the stakes are so high. But if that's the fact going into it, understand why it's difficult to have a good relationship. But you're going to have to invest yourself and put something out there for somebody to really be interested in you to think that, wow, this is a lot of, you know, this could be a great relationship. Because you don't necessarily know someone else's story until you've had a chance to really be in relationship with them, where they start sharing their details about their life and their challenges. And I think that's the point in a relationship when you really have some intimacy, something special. See, that's where you learn about a person. And what their likes and dislikes are, because there's things that you learn about people in a group, in a conversation, you know, and that's there. And as I said in the earlier part, is, you know, you got to be careful about oversharing in situations like that, because we have all kinds of perceptions and lots of people interpret things so many different ways. But when you get the one-on-one thing, then you're able to share a little more detail, so that if, you know, we can kind of see that this thing might not be, you know, communicating it the way we intend it to, we can kind of sharpen that. We can fix that so that we're still on the same page when we're talking. I think that's a very, very, very important detail to be able to do. So now we're at the place where we've decided that we know that we're worth it. We want to invest in it. We want to let somebody know how much we're interested in them. Remind yourself, like I said, that if you're starting to feel like you're being rejected for something, you know, avoid giving that face that you're in pain, that you're in grief, because what that signals to someone who was, say, maybe sharing some hesitation is you're in your own space rather than listening to them. And I know we're human. We like to have reactions to things, but listen to what the person is saying. Maybe they are sharing their hesitation or their reservations about being in a relationship, and it might not have anything to do with you. But being interested in someone is very flattering. And I think people really feel special. They feel appreciated when someone goes the extra mile to share their affection or to share their desire to want to spend time with them. And so these are some of the awkward lefts and right and turns and things that happen in these initial conversations. And then when you've had a chance to, say, flush out some of the nuance to this, whether it's, you know, in future conversations. And I like to say, in the interest of creating another opportunity to spend time with each other, you know, you don't have to get everything all out in the first conversation. I know some people have an impulse to want to do that because they just want to know everything up front. I think you want to create an opportunity to reconnect and then create another opportunity to reconnect. That's how you get what I call time building. And when you become familiar with each other, in that sense, you create a routine. And that's something that people like. For example, when you meet someone and you say, hey, you know, I'm going to call you tomorrow at, let's say, 7:30. It says, well, I can't do 7:30 because I'm in class or I'm in, you know, somewhere else. But hey, how about we do it at 8:30? Okay, well, then make it 8:30. If 8:30 works for you, and then stick to that. Honor that. If anything, and I mean, if anything comes up, just know that might signal to the other person that there's a red flag there for them. Because remember, this is very brand new. So don't let anything happen to break your commitment for that. Even if your conversation is very short, still keep that, because people are generally very pessimistic to begin with. And this getting to know someone is about trust building. It's about, like I said, trust building, time building. So these are the kind of things you do. If you make an agreement to call somebody at a certain time, be sure and do that. And then pledge to do it again, say the next day. Again, show your interest. I think it's a mistake to play hard to get, or even, and it's sort of a gamey. And some people do this because, well, I don't want to act like I'm too interested because then I might be a little too smothering. I says, well, you know, there's that over the top thing. But I think calling a couple of nights in a row, there's nothing wrong with that. I think you should really show your interest, because here's a possibility, and this happens for lots of people. There may be several people that might have some sort of romantic interest, or, you know, the possibility of a romantic interest. And if you are in the same space as someone else in terms of, well, you know, are we romantically interested in the same, you know, kind of person? And, you know, so it's sort of a competition. And you're going to have to show who you are in being reliable, being thoughtful, being careful, being creative, you know, interesting. All of these things are going to get you noticed. And that's what you want. But like I said, this is, you're representing yourself. So give yourself the shirt off your own back, invest your time in this, and do some of these things, and they do just enough. Like I said, be interesting, be thoughtful, be creative, and then sort of give a little teaser that, you know, hey, I'm really interested in you and I'd love to talk to you tomorrow. I have a couple of things that I have to finish this evening, but I've certainly enjoyed our conversation. And are you available tomorrow? And if they are, great. If they're not, then ask them for a commitment as when they would be available. See, these are the kind of things that work with people who are interested and interesting to be with. So look, I see the clock is ticking. I need to take another commercial break right now, but I'm going to come back and talk about a few more things on how you might find your match.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Hello, and welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, John Johnson. And one of the things that I've been talking about is how to get yourself a good match. And match meaning someone that you'd be interested in. And you know, some of the nuances of this, like I said, the art of small talk, that's something to learn to be able to do. And small talk is simply that. It's talking about things that happen. It could be a little bit about politics. It could be local stuff. It could be, you know, talking about your kids if you have them. You know, do it in small bites, because the idea is that you're just sharing a little bit, because you don't want to overshare, because then that might make you a conversation hog. And that there is one of my big pet peeves, is being a conversation hog, especially if you're in a group setting. You know, nothing's worse than having one person that just seems to dominate the conversation. And it's not even a charismatic thing. It's sometimes I think it really is an awareness thing, where somebody wants to really inject their opinion and on everyone without giving someone else an opportunity to speak. Because there's one thing that many of us have, is we all have our own opinions and we would like to share them in a group setting without feeling like we're going to be challenged. And I think that's something to remember. So these tips, like I say, don't be a conversation hog. Another thing, you know, don't worry about rejection. So if you have a person that you're interested in, let them know how you feel. You know, be confident. You know, don't overdo it. Like I say, don't overshare. So, you know, these are some of the boundaries here, because you want to give them the opportunity to be able to say something about themselves, because that allows them to feel like they're special. And that's what you want to do when you are interested in that person. You want them to feel a certain way in your presence, because that's what's significant, is how does a person feel when they are with you? Do they feel special? Do they feel average? See, these are some of the things that you want to take stock of. And you can actually ask the person. That's, I think, is a very good question. The thing about oversharing, and I'm just going to talk about this again, it's just, it comes off sometimes a bit needy, a bit overbearing. And like I say, the idea is to make the other person feel special so that they want to come back. And as I said earlier, it gives you an opportunity to learn something very specific about them. And here's something to keep track of. This is just conversation speak. When people seem to circle back around to a particular subject, just, and they may not even be conscious that they're doing it, that's one way of knowing that that's something that's really important to them. They may not even know that they're doing this, but it's just something that they repeat. Take note of things like that. And when the opportunity comes for you to speak to this person one-on-one, because I say I'm starting out as if this is a scenario where you meet this person in a group setting, that you can pull them aside and get a little more information on that. You may be able to drill that down as to why that is special. And quite possibly, you may have something similar that you could share with them that could help you build a special rapport or a bond. And something else I want to you to think about is how you can learn to be the best version of yourself, whatever that is, and bring that and that confidence. And I think that will help you deal with the perception of the rejection thing, because I think we're all afraid of being rejected. And because it means that we're not being accepted, and I can understand how that feels, because I've certainly dealt with those kinds of things myself. But when we're talking about approaching someone that you're interested in, like I said, the stakes are obviously much higher. But remember, bring the best version of yourself. And all of these tips that I've talked about will help you do that. And you make yourself attractive. And at least if they don't give that big okay, then, you know, they give you a little one. And a little one is better than a flat out no. Now, if they give you the big no, then, you know, accept it for what it is. And even that may be temporary. It could be that they may be so overwhelmed with the thought that somebody's interested in them, they just don't know how to react. And it takes a while for people to get used to that. And understand that that happens all the time. You may see it as rejection, but it could easily be that the other person is just not used to the attention, and it takes a while for them to get comfortable with that. And they may even regret that they have given you an impression that they're not interested. It's just, so find a way, if, again, this person is really interesting to you and you're really wanting something, find a way that you might be able to stay in communication with them and probably revisit it at another time. Because if the person is terribly shy, then if you come off as being a little bit much, or, you know, said different, a little over the top, it can be very off-putting. So you want to learn those little nuances about the person you're speaking to so that you have an invitation to go further. And principally, you want to be able to have one-on-one time with this person so that you can share more, and then hopefully give them an opportunity to see who you are, the nice side of you, the generous side, the loving side, the nurturing side, all the things that make you a person that would be desirable. Because given that, then, you know, that's a win. That's a win for both of you. Because if this person has probably been looking for something like that in their life, and you're showing that you have those characteristics, those traits, then that's all the more better. Because the other thing is, by you having time with that other person one-on-one, then you can learn something about them that fits your needs, because that's an opportunity for you to not only learn because you're trying to be persuasive, but you really need to find out for yourself if this is a person that can meet your needs. Because, you know, you don't really know that in the beginning about anyone. This is all this happenstance. You happen to see somebody, they're attractive to you, and as you learn more and more about the person, those traits, those characteristics may be a great fit, and that makes you even more interested in trying to be with that person. And that there gives you an opportunity to talk about the things that you have in common. And, you know, that's sweet music to your ears, and you can make that work for you. But you have to get to that place so that can happen. And so you're not only trying to be convincing to this person that you're the object of their affection, but you're also trying to learn something about this individual to see if it's a good match for you. So that's why I believe in taking not the slow approach, but, you know, taking it easy so that you can learn. So if it's not something that you thought it was, then, you know, you can take it another direction and not have it be a huge letdown for both of you. Because I think as we meet people, as we, you know, learn about ourselves and find out what works for us and other people, that takes time. That takes willingness to invest in yourself as well as the other person, and then sharing that and be classy about it. I think that's another thing. Some people are, being nice is always okay. That is always in style. And if you remember that no matter how things go, be classy, be nice, that's always in style. And that's what you want to be remembered for. At least that's one of the things you'd like to be remembered for. Just to share, I'm John Johnson. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast, and I've been talking about how you can find your match. I want to thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.